CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Graham Benson, and he's a very interesting person who believes in helping out and very dedicated worker, and he's planning a trip to go to New Orleans. It's his seventh visit coming up to help out there. So welcome, Graham.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, you've been doing a lot of fundraising. First of all, how did you get involved with going down to New Orleans to help the people out?
So when I was 16 years old, that was in 2005. That's when the storm hit in August 2005, mm-hmm. Hurricane Katrina. And my friend who goes to my church, Stephen Goddard, had it on his heart to go down to New Orleans and help with the relief, you know, because
okay.
there was... because of the storm and everything, so mm-hmm. and I had no idea. I was kind of curious about it. I had no idea what I was actually doing, mm-hmm. but I was like, you know, I wanted to go on a plane and go visit New Orleans. So I went on the plane with him and a small group of four others, so there were six of us, and we went down, and my life was just changed like dramatically when I went down there. And so that was in 2005. So that's how I first got involved with New Orleans, I guess.
Okay, yeah. So that was your first trip down, and you had a big sense of accomplishment of helping
yes.
the people out and changing things for
yeah.
them. Okay, yeah. Now you're involved with the Oasis Christian Church here in Lenoxville,
mm-hmm.
and you said in the beginning that there was more money to sponsor people that would go down and volunteer, but mm-hmm. now it's kind of dwindling out. And
yeah. I guess you could say that the media is like losing its attention more and mm-hmm. more for New Orleans. You know, of course, there's like the recent like the oil spills and all that too. So the attention shifted back towards New Orleans, I guess. But definitely, since it's I guess less attention has been
mm-hmm.
gone towards New Orleans for that sort of thing, I suppose. But there's
okay.
still a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah,
there's a lot of need.
Yeah, you were mentioning to me that it would be decades, you thought, before it got
for sure.
built back up to its normal state where it was in before.
That's definitely for sure. It's just really amazing. Like, a lot of people might have heard about the Lower Ninth Ward, which is a district in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that's where the levee broke, if you know anything about that. But there's
mm-hmm.
like the big, for those who don't know, there's a big wall that essentially keeps the water from overflowing, because New Orleans is below sea level,
right?
Mm-hmm. So there's a big wall protecting the city from the water. And essentially what happened was the levee broke, and all the water came into the neighborhood, and literally like took houses off their foundation and projected them blocks down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was crazy just to see the amount of damage there. It was just almost, it was so overwhelming that you feel like you're in a movie or something, like
mm-hmm.
after like in a post-apocalyptic, I can't say that word, apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's just you know, just from that point on, you just realize that like it's going to be a while before New Orleans is going to be, you know, completely rebuilt with all the people back and everything. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've been doing a lot of fundraising. You had a garage sale, and you said that turned out very well, and you've been doing some other fundraising too, I guess.
Yeah. I had Miri Pruno, she's a local
right.
Christian artist.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
And
yeah,
we did a concert earlier this month, and we also raised a lot of money at Pep's restaurant, and that went really well too. And just a lot of people just been supporting me like in every way, you know, through prayer and through money and through just
mm-hmm.
encouragement and everything. So it's just been a big blessing for me. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And certainly a great cause too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have any fundraisers coming up? You say you're leaving in a week, so.
Yeah. Well, essentially, like, I'm leaving this, the 29th. And so right now I'm just like, I used to work at Pep's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to take the last week off just for vacation, say goodbye to my friends, get my things ready, just work on some last details. So this week is just my relaxed week, actually. But
okay, because yeah. at this point you have to pay for your lodging and your food too. But in the beginning you didn't have to pay for so much.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's, yeah.
yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now you're leaving for 6 months. You said you're coming back around the beginning of December.
Yeah, December 2nd, I'll be back.
Okay, and every time you go, you see a bit of more positive change,
yes,
I guess?
Yes, yes. I can share a small story.
Yeah, we'd love to hear some stories.
Essentially, the area I'm working in is the district of Holly Grove. And what that used to be known as is like this is where the ministry works out of from. Mm-hmm. That area used to be known as like the killing zone, and you can walk down, you know, the neighborhood without, you know, without like the possibility of getting like hurt or mugged or something, you know.
Okay.
And the literal place where we organize big events to outreach to the people, and everything. That's where the drug deals used to go down all the time. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I got shot 2 times in the face there, and it's just the amount of change that's taking place in that specific neighborhood of the city. It's, you can walk down there all by yourself, and everyone's just really friendly, and they say hello to you, and you know, you tell them that you're having an outreach, and they're all excited, and they want to come down. So it's
okay. You said cool. So there was a lot of crime in there,
before the
flood, or
a lot of crime, yeah, before the flood.
Okay. But,
actually, when the thing about the flood and the city is that you know about 1,800 people died, but like thousands and thousands and thousands of people are just displaced all over like America. Mm-hmm. And so crime actually went down dramatically because of that, because okay. Everyone was everywhere, you know.
Right.
So mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you didn't get hurt. You feel
no,
safe there?
Okay. I feel very safe there. Good. But you know, sometimes like I just don't think about it. I just like to go out, and like people are like, no, you can't go over there, you know, you mm-hmm. gotta watch where you're going, and I'm just like, oh, okay. But I suppose I should think more about that. But
okay, so yeah. How are the people? Do they how is their morale? And
New Orleans people are very, very, very friendly and happy people, and you know, they're just, you can just see like the blessing like in them when you come down mm-hmm. to help them out. They're just extremely like just grateful, and it's just like, it's kind of like overwhelming a little bit, you know. You just want to, because it's just so much of they've gone through, and no matter what, they're still like positive and optimistic about
exactly.
the future and everything. And I remember I went down last November with Erin Davini, a girl that I know, mm-hmm. and she had mentioned to the lady that that, you know, that she's from Canada, and she come down here to like to help, you mm-hmm. know, restore the city. Mm-hmm. And the lady just started breaking out and crying, because she was just so like the people actually care from all the way from like the north and parts of the continent, mm-hmm. you know. That, mm-hmm. And she was just, it was just like heartbreaking to see, you know, just to see like mm-hmm. Just like how hurt these people are, but like how like optimistic. It's it's just amazing to see how optimistic they are despite the situation.
That's wonderful. And yeah. And it changes the lives of the volunteers that goes down there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Probably changes the lives of the people down there too.
Yeah,
they learn to appreciate so much more that they have,
for sure. When you go down, yeah. It's like, you know, you just want to give, and you want to give, like that's what you're there for. You want to help people, but no matter what, you can't like mm-hmm. leave New Orleans without feeling like a change like on your life, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just mm-hmm. it's awesome.
That's great. And it's yeah. great that you're at the age that you have the opportunity to do that too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're learning a lot too from
yeah.
the experiences.
Absolutely.
Are you going by yourself or with
yeah.
some
yeah this time I'm going
yourself?
By myself, but sometimes I go in small groups.
Mm-hmm.
This fall, like my entire family and like multiple people, they all want to make maybe go back down this fall to come visit me and do that sort of thing. So
oh, that would be fun.
Yeah
That's great. So what exactly do you do? You're volunteering, but what
In the past I have built houses, like
built
I've helped
houses.
Build houses,
mm-hmm.
I've helped gut houses, which is like tearing the walls off
right
and everything. I've distributed food to thousands of people. I have fed the homeless. We sometimes like whatever, like, because we were just the volunteer organization, well, the church organization was getting lots and lots of donations, like random donations. Like people were like, you know, we have all these bags of groceries, I don't know if you guys can use them. So mm-hmm. we would go into the streets and just be like, you know, can I give you a bag of groceries, and everyone was just receive them. We just want to like bless these people, you know, in mm-hmm. any way possible. And so we have like extra lawnmowers, so we'll go down the streets and ask people if we can mow their lawns for them, or wash mm-hmm. the car, or you know.
So basically everything.
A little yeah. bit of everything. Anything we can do just to you know, encourage these people and
yeah.
just help them, and you know, not only like with their immediate needs, I guess, with like rebuilding like a house or something, but just to mm-hmm. you know, give them an ice cream cone or something and say, you know, what's up, what's going on in your life,
yeah,
you know?
Give them some support
yeah.
and make them feel like they're not alone and
yeah.
People haven't forgotten them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like you said, there's so many other tragedies in the world that have happened since
absolutely
then. Yeah. That's wonderful. Do you ever, are you afraid for your health? Like when you gut houses, I know that there's all kinds of mold and different things.
I have asthma, I guess, but. Yeah.
That must really activate that.
I suppose, but we get these big, you know, white masks to like help me breathe.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun. I think that's one of my favorite things to do is to take a big sledgehammer and just start whacking at a wall randomly, you know. It's a good expression of your feelings.
I guess people lost their houses, they lost like all their possessions, their pictures, things that can't be replaced.
My goodness. Yeah. I wish I could show you some pictures of just like inside some of these houses. And I remember one time we found like a Purple Heart.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just awesome that we can find that through all this garbage and just from all these like destroyed items and everything, but we found the person's Purple Heart. So
that's really neat.
Yeah, again, it was just a huge blessing just to, you know, be able to get that back to that person.
So. Yeah, they must have been really, really happy with that.
Yeah.
Good. So what other stories do you have, Graham?
Oh, gosh. I have so many stories. Well, it's kind of something, a little interesting fact is the place where I'm operating in is, for people who know Lil Wayne, the rapper, like that's where he used to live.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's something kind of cool to share.
that is cool.
Yeah. Another story. Oh my goodness. I'm having trouble thinking one right off my head right now. I'll just talk about what it was like in the lower ninth ward when the storm hit.
It's sure.
Just,
yeah.
I remember this lady telling us that her mom was calling her on the telephone and was saying that you know, the water's coming, you know, I'm not sure like how long it's gonna be. And then at the end of the phone call, she heard her mother on the telephone dying because she couldn't break out of the roof because the water level was like flooding her house all the way. She was at the top floor trying to break out of her out of her roof because the water could reach like 16 feet high at some places in New Orleans.
Amazing. And
It's just like the stories, like the countless stories you hear from people, it's like sometimes it's just really incredibly overwhelming. Like everyone has like their own story and everything, and it gets to you sometimes, you know, and you're
exactly, certainly makes you appreciate life in the townships more,
for sure. I guess, you know, we don't experience that much hurricanes up here in the townships. I guess the worst we get are like ice storms maybe, but
any type of we could have any type of tragedy anywhere. It makes you realize that too.
Yeah,
and could change the whole face of the region and the people too forever.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's so definitely changed New Orleans. That's for sure. Like
definitely. So definitely, these stories will stay with you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Has it influenced any type of vocational decision? Because you said right now you're thinking about what you want to do. You finished CJEP.
I'm not sure exactly what I want to do, but New Orleans is definitely on my heart, and I think I'll be continually going back there several times. Like even after this trip, I just don't know what continually draws me to back to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But after when I come back, I'm gonna go to cooking school for about a year and a half. So who knows? Maybe I'll be going back down to New Orleans and feeding the homeless with soup or something. You know.
Yeah, that would be neat too.
Yeah.
Lots of experiences and a great time in your life too. Definitely. To have a chance to taste some of those experiences too.
Definitely.
So if anybody wants to find out more about what you're doing and things or help out, what can they do?
There's the website with the church organization I'm working with. It's called JesusProjectMinistries.com. You could also go to Oasis Christian Center and just ask someone there. And like everyone knows me there and they can share a bit.
Okay.
Or there's Inspirations Encore, which is 269 Queen, right beside the Shalimar. And Nancy, who's the owner of the store, she knows a lot about what's going on as well.
Right.
And if you're interested in donating some money, even when I'm like gone, you know, because it's a lot of money for me to live down there. You could just go to Inspirations Encore and they will help you out to figure out how you can donate some money if you're interested.
That's great. And the address of the church is?
219 Queen.
Okay, and that's the Oasis Christian Church.
Yeah,
that's
it kind of looks like an office building.
Right, it does.
But there's a big sign. Big sign that says Oasis. So.
Okay, that's great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Graham?
I just want to thank everyone, like in the Eastern Townships, just everyone that's just given me so much support and everything is just a huge blessing for me. And I'm excited and anxious to go down, so.
Well, we're excited too, and we hope you that you keep in touch and let us know what's going on and the changes. Yeah. And that's great.
Something, I'm also going to be, I raised money earlier this year for HD video camera because they want to start up a media program with the youth down there. And so there's going to be a lot of videos online that I plan on making, and so I'm planning to make those very accessible to everyone. So everyone that does give money and are wondering where's my money gone to or what's going on with how does my contribution contribute to New Orleans, there's going to be a lot of accessible videos so you can see what's going on.
Okay, so maybe people can buy a copy of the video and that will help with the... would be great too. So keep us posted.
For sure.
Okay, well, we wish you all the luck and certainly a great project.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Bye.